make a motion, we make Councilman Harding Mayor Pro Tem.
Second.
Got a second by Doug. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed?
Mayor.
Okay, since we don't have a public comment or anything, we'll turn it over to staff to walk us through this then.
You want to go through that?
Do you want to go through it, Kim, or do you want me to?
You can. Are we doing a prayer and a pledge, or I guess not?
I don't think so, okay. Okay, so on your first page, your statement of votes cast, you can see based on precincts, like precinct one, there's 1,245 registered voters, and out of those, 487 voted. So I'm not gonna go line by line, but you can see overall, we had 33% turnout, so 2,600 people voted out of the 7,800 people. And 2 years ago, our primary turnout was 11%. So that's, you know, you can say maybe it was to Chaffetz's position that it increased, or vote by mail. It's hard to know, but I'd like to think it's vote by mail. The second page is for the mayor position, and it has the different candidates and the number of votes that they received per precinct. And the third page is the council race, and once again, you have the candidates and then the votes that they earned in every precinct, and it will tell you that 2,289, that's how many people voted out of the 7,781. But because people could vote for two, that's why you have more votes than what they actually had. And then the fourth and fifth page is printed front to back. So that is just a summary of the results. You guys will all sign off on this if you're okay with the elections. This has summarized up on there for you based on the precincts, the percentage turnout, and then the different positions. So the council race is on there, and then the mayor race is on there. And then we have the resolution that you guys will, well, Mayor Pro Tem will sign. That's about it. Any questions?
Questions by council?
No, sir.
What do you want, a motion to accept the, what's the proper word?
Resolution number 0829217A, I think.
That would be it.
Okay.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion by Councilman Phillips, second by Councilwoman Carter. All those in favor?
Do line item?
Do it line item or?
Roll call.
Just roll call.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Aye.
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 Can be started.
Whatever we did.
The ayes have it.
Anything else as far as the statement of votes cast?
No, I know it was kind of a nightmare for everybody involved to put the set up. But we're gonna meet with the county once the dust has settled a little bit for them and talk to them about maybe different things they can do for the general election.
I think, just as comment as a candidate, things I was reading in the paper were making it sound like this is the way it's always gonna be in the future, and I don't think you can do that.
Yeah.
If they can't deliver a count within a day, I think that's not good.
I think it just took longer because they sent ballots to people who shouldn't have received like Chaffetz's position on there. So they had to go through and sort those out and make sure people got the right ballots. So I think that's what slowed down the whole process.
Yeah, but
so it should be better in the future.
But they also got 25,000 ballots on Monday,
yes,
or
they did.
Tuesday. You can't do that and expect a quick return unless it's going to be computerized.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
33% up from 11%?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Okay, anything else from the council as far as the this is concerned? If not, do we have anything else?
I would like if the council can spare a few minutes to make a motion to go into a closed session. I just regarding the sale of property. Just wanted to go over a couple of things with you.
I'll make a motion to go into a closed session.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Phillips, second by Councilwoman Carter. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
before you adjourn, just information-wise, we have an issue up at Petitney. Some of you may or may not know. We've got water. You know?
It's not culinary.
There's a big marshy area. We don't know where it's coming from. We shut off all the PI lines last Saturday, and we're still having more water seep under. So the water department's been down there. They've done some tests. They're digging a trench on the south end, and they're going to have the jet truck suck that out, see if it dries it up a little bit. But as of now, we have no answers.
It's at the bottom of the hill?
It's at the bottom, right by the amphitheater.
Thursday.
We got the concert Thursday, so we're going to do our best. We might have to rope off some area.
Well, one thing about it, there's not three. There's only Josh. So
yeah, it's probably not going to be as big as, you know, last year when we had Colin Ray. It probably won't be as big, but there's going to be a lot of people there.
They've been advertising on
99.3. Oh, have they?
Not about our concert, but he is going up there on Friday to their studio or whatever.
Oh. Josh Grayson.
Yeah, and they've been advertising that they're going to have a big, you know, you can call in and talk to him.
Well, they should advertise, come and listen to him, and then go call in.
Did you find anything about that bucket or the waste thing to go up to Butler's?
No, I forgot. Sorry.
Okay.
Gosh.
I had some issues with the neighbors up there. I have reported to Dave about the condition of the slaughterhouse and the current tenants, just so you know.
What do you mean, current tenants? Of the Dixons. Slaughterhouse?
The Dixons.
Well, yeah, but they're, yeah.
The condition of the outside of the building.
Yeah, and the truck in the
junk
back.
Truck
and
garbage.
Yeah, I tried to call Don on that today, and I haven't been able to get him to answer.
You won't get him.
I know, but then we need to kick him out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We do, if he's only paying that much. But
anyway.
I want to pass Butler's up there on 8 South. Daryl Butler.
Wilma?
Wilma?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what she died of? E. coli. And Deanne and Kent apparently asked Kent Fountain if they could have one of the big dumpsters. Deanne went up there one whole day and threw tons and got rid of that fence that was her and Kent. And Kent Bowden told them no. But Deanne thinks it's because Kent doesn't like her Kent.
No, and I don't think that's because I just forgot to ask him. I forgot all about it. But he just said it, but I'll talk to him.
But I wondered if we rented them, you know.
The dumpster?
That's why I say I don't think Kent would say no, because anybody can get a dumpster.
He told them no.
I'll find out.
Did he say no to giving it to them?
They're willing to
put it right in the front yard. That's what we've done on house fires and stuff.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't think there's
how
been
much
a problem.
Are they? So
like
I can let her know.
Like a big one's like $150 a month.
Yeah, they would need it for.
Well,
I don't think it'll be a problem, but I'll
you call a roll-off dumpster too.
I just forgot.
Hey, do we have anything else?
That's all.
We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconds. All in favor.
Thanks, Mayor.